Some Hall of Famers, John, celebrate birthdays today. Meatloaf turns 70.
Oh,
How many times have we used the loaf in the trash?
Well, can we do that at the end of the end of trash? Can we play a tantrum from the loaf?
Yeah. And Gwyneth Paltrow celebrates her birthday today. Does she have anything you're supposed to put inside your body today in the trash?
Actually, her store is opening up. Do you want me to?
What has she got? Some green egg you're supposed to put in there?
I can do that. You want me? I'll do that story. We'll do that story.
Let's do the trash.
Trash with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow with the crazy has a brick and mortar store that just opened where she can sell crazy whenever she wants. She's selling her detox kits, her sex dust, her vampire repellent, and her goddess stone will all be for sale, as well as some lime green trousers you can buy for $300. You can buy...
What about the $200 smoothies?
Yeah, you can
get
all...
They gotta sell those in there.
You can get all that. The store is called Goop Lab. It just opened. Deer skin gloves for $48. Gold-handled floral scissors, which is what you need. $72 for the scissors.
Yeah, because normal scissors don't work.
And she is going to sell you the prettiest compost bin ever. For only $175.
How much is the sex dust?
$175.
I've never even heard of the sex dust.
You can get a jar of sex dust for $38. You can get some Portuguese napkin rings with images of sky blue swallows for $56. And I told you about those pants that you can get. Those lime green trousers for $300. You got to have a shirt with that. You got to have a blouse. She'll sell you a silk blouse for $685.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
would you need the egg for? If you're looking that good, you know, you're out feeling good.
She's selling the eggs. And then she's also selling, we got to find some stuff that we can afford here. How about a bottle of psychic vampire repellent? That is only $30 at Gwyneth Paltrow's new store.
Add that to your bear spray so you have the psychic vampire repellent. So when you're doubly protected.
Happy birthday to her. How old did you say she is?
She's
today?
45.
Steven Tyler is leaving Aerosmith for a little while. He's got some medical issues. They pulled the plug on their tour. I think they were in South America. They're supposed to have a gig tonight. And he says that he's got some unexpected medical issues. And the band statement was, Steven is expected to make a full recovery. Tyler said, please not to worry. I am not in a life-threatening condition, but I need to deal with this right away and get some rest and medical care in order to sustain and maintain my future performances.
Okay. Do you think that's drugs or do you think it's some health thing?
Well, it's probably a health thing. It could be exhaustion or something. Yeah, I mean, does he deserve the benefit of the doubt because of some of the things he's done in the past few years?
No,
but it could be. I mean, look at how old the ages of these guys. David Crosby. If you think you're ever going to see a Crosby, Stills, and Nash reunion or CSNY thing again, probably not.
There's no harmony there.
Here's what he says.
Oh, Crosby.
Did I put the Crosby? Play it again from the top.
I quit. Started out being very much in love with each other, and you love each other's music, and you're having a blast. And you wind up 40 years later not liking each other, and it's down to just turn on the smoke machine and play your hits. And it's no fun. And it was stifling music for me. It was making music be no fun.
Well, it would have been fun had you not gotten into a fight with
Daryl Hannah and Neil Young.
Yeah, Neil Young, Daryl Hannah, and then it was. But really, the first one to come to the front on that was Graham Nash,
oldest and best buddy.
Yeah. Graham Nash, he set up that big intervention for David Crosby years ago that really saved David Crosby's life.
And they worked together on albums outside of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah. All right, we'll close the trash with the loaf. How old today for the loaf?
The
Did
loaf,
you say 70?
The loaf is 70.
You understand me? You motherfucker, you look at me all
do it.
Don't do it, Loaf.
Hospital in about 4 minutes.
You know, there have been a lot of people protesting the anthem and stuff like that, but
America,
nobody protests this one.
God's name is based on me.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to know what to get the loaf for his birthday, besides a new singing voice, how about some paints? Because that's what caused that tantrum. Gary Busey?
Yes.
Gary Busey stole his paints on The Apprentice, and the loaf was looking for his paints and couldn't find them. So get the loaf some paints for his 70th birthday. A new paint set. That's the trash.